Hey, sweetie. What happened? You're never late to our movie nights. You look so stressed. Let me guess. Was it that professor who made you stay late again? I knew it. I don't know why he needs to be such a jerk to you. You're a super sweet boy, and you definitely don't deserve that. I think I have something that can help put a smile on your face, though. Can you smell it? Yeah, I baked you a cake. You're right. I'm not a big fan of cooking, but I wanted to do this as a way of saying thank you. For what? Come on, you know it. Oh, you're gonna make me say it, aren't you? Okay, I will. You deserve it, after all. Sit on the couch, please. Thank you for helping me when stuff went bad. You know, when my ex-husband left me for that younger girl and took my son with him, I was just broken and lonely. And I didn't know how to cope with it and how to start things over. But then, you saw me crying in front of my apartment door and you sat down there and talked to me for hours. You had just moved in at the time, and you didn't even know me. That's even more amazing for me now that I know how shy you normally are. And the next day, damn, I still didn't know what I had in mind. I, a woman in her late 30s, asked you if you wanted to come in and watch sci-fi movies, play video games, and eat pizza with me. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? You probably thought I was going to steal your organs or something. But you actually came. And I had such a great time. I don't know. Ever since the first day we met, I always felt that I could be myself around you. You know, do things like talk for hours about completely irrelevant topics that I'm super passionate about. You never judged me for my age or, well, liking the kind of stuff that I do at my age. I really enjoy spending time with you. And I'm glad we made this a tradition. I love it. Every single time. I think I rambled a lot more than I expected, but I just wanted to say that you are very important to me. To be honest, I would have never guessed that a college kid would end up being my best friend. But I'm glad that happened. Oh my God, you're blushing so much right now. Stop being so cute. But there's, something else I wanted to say, too. I think it's something important to talk about if we're going to keep doing this. Shit. This is going to be so awkward. Please, promise me you're not going to freak out. No, I can't tell you what it is before. Hey, it doesn't even make sense. You have to promise first. You do? All right. I know you're not as innocent as you look. I mean, I notice how you look at me sometimes. How you stare at me when I bend over to pick something up in the kitchen. How you look at my tits when I'm concentrated on something. Hey, what did you just promise about not freaking out? I'm not scolding you for this. I just wanted to talk about it. You're a young man, full of hormones, and You're alone with a woman at her home for hours? I don't blame you. And? Okay, I'll just be honest. I actually like it. I mean, I like feeling wanted. Especially by you. Come on. Haven't you noticed that each time we see each other, I'm wearing more revealing clothes? Yeah. Like, on our first nights together, I was wearing some long dresses. And then I started wearing jeans and t-shirts with very generous cleavage. Then yoga pants. And now, I'm only wearing a thin sports bra and pajama shorts that barely cover my butt. A coincidence? Oh my god, you are so adorable, but so clueless. Guess I'll have to be very clear then. I have a big crush on you. You're the only one who's been there for me when I needed him. And I love your company so much. Initially, I thought I was misunderstanding it, like, that it was just a really strong friendship. That you were too young for me, like everyone else would say, but it's not that. Every time I'm with you, my heart starts beating so fast and I feel like I'm young again. And then I saw how you were looking at me sometimes. I mean, that's so wrong, but it felt so good when I noticed that. That's when I realized I really wanted to be desired by you. That I love it when you look at my ass when I bend over on the kitchen counter. That when you do that, I always wonder if you're fantasizing about coming behind me, taking my clothes off, and fucking me right there. Because that's exactly what I'm fantasizing about, and I can't fucking help it. I know this is a lot, and it sounds super crazy. Suddenly knowing that your neighbor, who is also your best friend, who is also almost double your age, has feelings for you. And also has extremely naughty thoughts involving you. Believe me, I almost gave up on telling you this so many times. But I can't hide something like this anymore. I don't think it would be fair to you. So, if you see me as anything other than your nerdy older friend or your neighbor, if you really mean it with those looks and stares you give me, please tell me. I know you're dying of embarrassment right now. It can just be a simple yes, and I promise I'll take care of the rest. Really? I mean, I kind of already knew it, because your pants are almost ripping right now. But I wanted to hear it from you, just to be sure. Oh, I would never want to force you or pressure you to do anything. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Now that I know you want me to, it's time to actually do something about it. Just sit in a comfortable position, and I'll slowly straddle you. How does it feel, sweetie? Having this soft, round, fat ass you've been devouring with your eyes. Pressing down against your lap in these tiny shorts. Grinding against your cock. Does it feel as good as you imagined? Even better. I'm flattered Now kiss me. You don't know how fucking bad I need you. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. Damn, your lips taste so good. Yes. Yes, of course you can grind back against me. No need to be shy, baby. I'm already on your lap, almost begging to be fucked. Can't really get a better sign than that. No. No, of course I don't care that you're a virgin. To be honest, the thought of corrupting a shy young man like you drives me even crazier. You can touch my tits now, too, by the way. I know how much you wanted to do that. No, that's good, but it's not quite what I meant, silly. Touch them under my bra. Oh, yeah, that's definitely better. How does that feel? Playing with my big, soft tits. What a flatterer you are. But I guess you're right. I do have a lot to play with here. By the way, you don't need to be so gentle. I don't break that easily. Yeah. Just like that. Good boy. What was that shiver? Ooh, so you like being called a good boy. That's very interesting. I was thinking about giving myself to you tonight. But since you're not very experienced, and you like being my good boy so much, I have other plans now. I'm going to teach you. And make sure you have the best first time that any boy has ever had. Just let me get up for a bit. Don't give me that look. I know you love feeling me on your lap and touching my breasts. But I have somewhere else I want to sit. And I promise you'll love it. Just lie back on the couch and make yourself comfortable. Now, I'll just take my shorts off. And my panties. Oh, God. Those are soaked already. Put my leg around your head. See how wet I am, honey? And it's all because of you. And now I'll lower myself a little bit. And you're gonna use that soft tongue of yours to... Oh, yeah. That's natural already. Ah, such a good boy. Licking me with so much passion already. Ah, you've been devouring me with your eyes for so long. Now eat me. Ah, eat my little pussy. Yes. Ah, and I'll start by slowly licking the lips. Just like that. And then push your tongue a little deeper. Like that. Oh, God, you're a fast learner, aren't you? Oh, my God, yes. Oh, are you sure you've never done this before? Baby, you're so fucking good at it. Oh, no. Don't try to speak. Just keep going. Keep licking my little pussy. God, now I need you. I need you to lick my clit now. Just go a bit up and fuck. You can suck on it a bit too. Good. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Oh, God. Just like that. Keep doing it just like that. Oh, God. You're doing it perfectly. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop now. God. Oh, I miss being wanted like this so much. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Just a little more. Just flick your tongue just like that while you wrap your lips around it. Push your chin against me and oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You did really, really well. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you okay? Oh, God, so worked up I forgot to let you breathe. I'm so sorry. Oh, you're fine? Good. Being suffocated wouldn't be a very good memory for your first time. I'll let you catch your breath while I take off your clothes, okay? You definitely deserve a reward for being such a good boy. I don't think I've ever lost myself so hard I almost suffocated someone. First, I'll unbutton your shirt. Then unzip these pants that are almost bursting right now. Oh my God. I think I might have exaggerated a bit on the teasing. Just, wow. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand, even through your boxers. Talking about underwear, it's in my way, or should I say, it was. Fuck. Look at those veins. Oh, that dripping pre-cum. Oh, baby. I'm gonna make it worth the wait. I would say I'm pretty good with my mouth, but I have an even better idea. What if I use my tits, too? You look really into that idea. Who would have guessed? Now lie back, like you did before, and enjoy yourself. I'll do all the work now. Just let me take my bra off. Cover your cock with spit to make it nice and wet. I love that look on your face when I tease you. It's so adorable and so sexy at the same time. But I won't leave you waiting any longer. Oh, yeah. I bet you love it when I put your cock between my big, soft tits and squeezing. And also lick and suck the head like this. I know you're almost bursting right now, but you need to hold back. I want to taste every inch of this young, delicious cock. Now, if you're an obedient good boy, and don't come until I let you, I'll even slide your cock deep inside my throat and let you come there. Doesn't that sound tempting? I'm not gonna go easy on you just because it's your first time, sweetie. Are you sure you can resist? Just for a little longer. All right, baby. You can go as deep as you want and fill my mouth with your cum now. You more than deserve it. You came so much. Did you like the reward, my naughty boy? Good. Very good. I'm sorry. I might be asking too much, but do you think you're gonna take long to recover? I know you're young and full of energy, and I'm dripping wet right now. My body is craving you so much. Do you mind if I touch myself in the meantime? You can watch and see how much I want you. I've done this so many times, thinking about you before. Thinking about you fucking me. About all the fantasies I've had with you. Oh, fuck. I was right about you being full of energy. You're already hard again. Are you ready? Come here, then. Listen to me very closely now. I'm gonna say this once, and you are gonna be my good boy and do exactly what I'm saying, right? Good boy. I'm gonna bend over the table, right there, and you're gonna do exactly as we both have been fantasizing about for so long. You're gonna come behind me, grab my hips as tight as you can, and fuck My brain's out. Now. Oh, God. Oh, my God, yes. Fuck me. Oh, my God, for all those times you wanted to do this before. Oh, God, pound my pussy. Oh, yeah. Don't be gentle. Don't be gentle. Just grab my hips and fucking pound me, baby. Oh, oh yeah. Yes. Oh, God, your hips thrusting and bouncing on my big fat ass. Fuck. Oh, God, this feels so good, baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me so hard. Oh, yes. Oh, harder. Harder, for fuck's sake. Just go as hard as you can. Oh, I want your cock. I want your cock deep inside my tight little pussy. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Ah, ah, ah. Wow, since when did you get so aggressive? I think I finally awakened something inside of you, didn't I? No, I'm not asking you to stop. Spank me harder. Fuck. Oh. Oh, this feels so fucking good. Oh, making a move on you is so fucking worth it. Oh, God, yes, shit. Oh, God, I can't be so loud. Oh, the walls are thick, but only other neighbors are gonna hear us this way. I'm almost screaming. Fuck. Quick. I'll just get this tablecloth and tie my mouth up with it. Just give me a hand here. Dripping out of my pussy. Oh, God, God, that was so amazing. I think I need to go lie down now. Wow. If it wasn't by how embarrassed you were in the beginning, I really doubt that you were a virgin. So, was it good for you too? I really think it's important to make your first time special. Oh, I'm glad to hear that, sweetie. And don't worry. I always use birth control, so we're safe. Can we go to the bed now? I'm really tired, and it seems like you are too. Here. Just lay down by my side. I know it's not very nice to do these comparisons, but my ex-husband always seemed to care only about himself when we did that stuff. I think I probably always liked to be a bit dominant, as you certainly noticed. But I never knew about it. He was too proud to even consider doing something like that. This was just something else entirely. For real. It was incredible. If that's you as a virgin, God, I can't wait to see what a little monster you can become later. And I'll be glad to train you, honey. I'm sure our nights together are gonna get even more fun from now on. Come closer. Let me hold you for a little bit. I just wanted to say that you are amazing. You really are one of the best things that's happened to me. And I really love you. No, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that last part. No, I mean, yes, it is true, but it was definitely too soon to say something like that. Please, please don't think I'm a freak. I guess it's not like I know how to hide it anyway. Yes, I love you. I mean, how could I not? You made and you still make me feel things that I haven't felt in decades. Some things that I never felt before, too. And you're so funny and kind and smart and amazing and... Alright, I'm sounding like a teenage girl making a confession now. Are you sure you feel the same? I mean, you know it's not going to be easy to be in a relationship with someone so much older than you. People are going to judge us everywhere. Your family might not accept it well. I only want you to do this if that's what you really want. If you feel you're ready. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad. We can talk about this in a bit. But before that, just let me go to the kitchen real quick and get the cake. Because I'm really hungry right now, and you haven't even tried it yet. Getting out of bed right now is hard. I'll do it for you. So how many slices do you want? As you wish. I'm sorry. I've just been really wanting to say that since we watched that movie together last week. I know I'm a dork. You don't need to tell me that. Be right back, sweetie.